How can we overcome these feelings that we are alone in this world, that we have no one who really loves us or cares for us, no matter what we do, and we feel that no one will notice? Well, I have three thoughts this morning for you to apply to your life. And even though all of us feel lonely from time to time, I feel truly, after reading through Scripture, that I believe if you apply these three things to your life, that overbearing loneliness will go away. Now, where this sermon came from, just to remind you, is on Easter, you asked me questions. Remember, the question put to you was, if you wanted to ask the church or God or a pastor any question, write it down, and we're going to try to preach about these things. And this was one of the biggies. Why do I feel so alone? Why do I feel like I'm all by myself, even when I'm in a crowd of my friends? How can I overcome this loneliness? Well, the three things that I have boiled today's message down to might seem rather obvious to some of you, but sometimes obvious is good, amen? Number one, become God's friend. Become God's friend. Become God's friend. Number two, get involved in small groups. Well, Eric, I don't know if I really like small groups. I mean, it takes more time out of my day. Well, you're feeling lonely, right? Get involved in small groups. See, sometimes a cold, just black or white answer is the easiest, isn't it? Well, but that kind of makes it gray, right? If you're lonely, be around people. Now, my definition of a small group, maybe Sunday schools tend to be a little bit too large for small groups. Seven people are usually a good small group. A small group is a group of people that you feel comfortable around, that you trust, that you can be yourself. You can show all the warts and all the beauty spots as well. You know what I'm saying? Now, to quite honestly, this is kind of a new thing in the church today, but honestly, this is how Methodist movement began. The Methodist movement began with small groups, and John and Charles Wesley their favorite time of the day was 4 a.m. I got up in seminary at that time, and I'd really like to not have to do it since I've graduated. But anyway, they would get together with a group of guys, and let's say I was a part of that, and let's say I was an alcoholic, and I would show up at their group, and they would ask every time after prayer and reading a scripture, a little devotion, they would say, "How is your soul?" And they would go around to every person in that group. "How is your soul, Bill? Tell me, how's your soul?" Well, let's say that I had slipped up and I had taken a drink. Would they slap me around and say, "Oh, we got to pray the demons out of you, boy"? No. They would gather around, they would lay their hands on me, and they would pray that I had the strength to not do that next week. You see, that's what a small group is about. Someone who you can be honest with, and you know that it will stay right there in that small group. You're not afraid to share your true feelings, and you know you have buddies that truly, truly do care for you. So that's my definition of what a small group is. And three, forgive and reconcile. Forgive and reconcile. You see, I believe that forgiveness is one of the greatest healers of loneliness. Forgiveness is one of the greatest healers of loneliness. How can there be reconciliation if there is no forgiveness? If there is no reconciliation, there can be no restoration of our relationships. If there is no restoration of relationships, there is loneliness. Period.